Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 29th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. If you were not able to make it to one of the recently conducted Your AFA meetings, additional meetings have been scheduled in May at Seattle, Honolulu, Cleveland, Hong Kong, Boston, New York, Las Vegas, and London. Meeting details for Frankfurt, Guam, and Tokyo Narita are currently being finalized and will be available on our website shortly. You will also have an additional opportunity to learn more about AFA, ask questions live, and participate in an online union meeting. On Wednesday, May 4th from 1500 to 1700 hours Eastern Daylight Time, we will be hosting an AFA webcast to address any and all questions you may have. This will be an excellent opportunity for you to ask questions and interact with your leadership from the comfort of your home or hotel room. You will be able to access the AFA webcast at www.unitedafa.org and www.yourafa.org. One of AFA's longtime objectives was to achieve flight attendant certification. In 2003, after exhaustive lobbying efforts, Congress passed a Federal Aviation Agency reauthorization bill that included provisions to certify flight attendants. The FAA is now required to certify flight attendants who, for years, were the only aviation workgroup not certified upon completion of our FAA training. The passage of this very important legislation has given flight attendants the respect and recognition that we have long deserved, as well as a defined platform to improve standards for our jobs across the industry. AFA continuously strives to build upon the success of this victory to ensure that there are many more safeguards and improvements for our profession standardized as part of the certification. As flight attendants, we receive extensive safety training, are required to act as security personnel in the aircraft cabin, and now we are recognized for this safety and security-sensitive work with the certification that is not specific to carrier, but rather the licensed profession of a flight attendant. The government, our employers, and the public must now recognize our flight attendant certification and our primary role as safety professionals on board the aircraft. Certification is merely one example of the many accomplishments our AFA Government Affairs Committee has made over the years as they work tirelessly on our behalf. Issues that we currently face, including the fight against the outsourcing of airline jobs, the pursuit of Occupational Safety and Health Administration OSHA protections for flight attendants, the battle to maintain the current National Mediation Board rules for union representation elections, the fight against the decimation of our workers' compensation benefits by the Illinois legislature, as well as a plethora of other issues. AFA is known on Capitol Hill as the world's largest flight attendant union and the only one that represents a cross-section of our entire profession. For decades, members of Congress and the federal government have not only respected our knowledge of the industry, but have turned to us in times of crisis. When legislation that affects flight attendants is being proposed, AFA is the first, and in most cases, the only union that is contacted because of our status as the largest representative of flight attendants. Our steadfast work on behalf of flight attendants and aviation safety has increased our visibility for a well-respected presence on Capitol Hill. Our greatest successes have been achieved when the United AFA Government Affairs Committee joins the government affairs representatives from the other AFA carriers and speak with one voice. On Tuesday, May 3rd, pilots from both United and Continental, represented by the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, will be protesting the lack of progress in their negotiations by conducting informational picketing at various locations throughout our system. United and Continental pilots have been negotiating for a joint agreement since May of 2010. Failing to reach an agreement with the same management we are negotiating with, who focuses largely on efficiencies, productivity, and concessions, they filed for federal mediation on December 17, 2010. Come join our pilots and show your support as they have done for us in the past. For more information regarding locations and times, please contact your local council. Yesterday, the National Mediation Board, the NMB, ruled that United and Continental are a single carrier for purposes of representation for the Continental Fleet Service, cargo and operations workers, and the United and Continental Micronesia Ramp cargo and operations workers. This means the NMB will soon schedule an election. The Teamsters currently represent about 7,300 fleet service workers at Continental and 400 workers at Continental Micronesia. An interesting point to note is that although United is arguably a larger airline than Continental, the Machinist Union represents approximately 6,500 ramp workers, a significantly lower number than those represented by the Teamsters at Continental and Continental Micronesia. Just a reminder that Friday, May 6th will be the last day of our initial open enrollment period for the Aflac CAIC Voluntary Benefits Program, which includes short-term disability coverage. If you prefer to enroll over the phone or require assistance, contact Tina Jeffrey at 888-772-1144 or by email at tina@designbenefitsonline.com. More details are available on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.